We're doing Yeshaya, we're up to what they call the 44th chapter. That Shema Yaakov Avdi V'Yisrael Machar Tivo. Listen, my servant Yaakov, Israel, my chosen people, I want to tell you all the good that's yet to come. Even though Hashem previously said, you guys haven't been fair to me, you haven't lived up to your end of the deal, but I'm still taking you to a great place. Ko'amar Adonai Yosecha V'yotzercha mibeten Ya'azrecha. So says Hashem, I created you, I gave you form. You're almost lost in Egypt. There was almost nothing to be spoken about when we say Jewish people. And I created you and I formed you. And I planned you. Ya'azrecha. And so I will help you. I'm going to take care of you. Al tira avdi Yaakov. Do not fear, my servant Yaakov. Vishurun bachar tivo. And Israel, my nation, who is Yeshurun, I have chosen you. Israel is called Yeshurun, which is the antithesis of Yaakov. Yaakov comes from the word Okba, the nation that can swindle, the nation that can deal unfairly. Yaakov. Yeshurun is the nation that is Yashar, straight, honest. Yeshurun is the nation that sings. And so Hashem says, I've chosen you, and I'm going to take care of you. Ki etzok mayim al tzameh, v'nozlim al yabasha. Just as I pour water for the thirsty, and I bring fluid to the arid land, etzok ruchi al zarecha. I will pour my spirit over your children, your descendants, your seed will have my blessings. Although you will have to undergo a difficult exile, but you're coming back. And then there will still be a period of blessing. And just as when you see arid, dry land, you realize there's potential. It's not dead, it's dry. So too realize that the people of Israel are not dead, they're dry, and I'm going to water them. And what they're missing, says Hashem, is my spirit, my goodwill, and I will bring that to them. They will grow, and they will grow among the grasses. And here it's interesting, the censored Rashi. Rashi says, they will grow through Esav. They will grow through the non-Jews who they are in their midst, because they will grow as the non-Jews convert to Judaism. Rashi says, as the redemption approaches, you will find more and more non-Jews converting to Judaism. And this idea, they will grow among the grasses, is the idea that they will grow among the non-Jews, that the non-Jews will join them. That's part of the process that's supposed to happen as the Jewish people approach a return to Zion and a rebuilding of a Beit HaMikdash. Ka'aravim al yivlei mayim. Just as the Arava tree grows by streams of water, the Arava tree grows very quickly. That's the nature of an Arava, and that's why if you want to grow an Arava tree, all you have to do is after Sukkot, take those branches and plant them, right? You have Oshanas, you have five, you have two in your Lulav. Almost always you'll have at least two or three that start growing. Even if all of them don't grow, you just stick them in the ground. They grow. Not all of them, if you water them, they'll grow. But if you want to do it simply, I did this as a kid. 1 year Matzei Sukkot, I decided I want my parents to have a ravas tree. Why should we go buying a ravas? So I went all around their yard. We had a yard in the United States, right? I went all around the yard and I just stuck in a rava branches. And guess what? The next year we had like five arava trees. Out of all of them, some caught. So that's what the Navi's saying. They'll grow just as the arava tree grows naturally and quickly, so long as it's provided with water. Yes?
I was reading this history book and it said that there are certain times in Jewish history, specifically when the Jews were like in the Greek exile, right after when they were, but I guess on the times of Hanukkah, I guess, afterwards, that there was a majority of the Jews were converts.
I don't think that's true. No.
Okay. A lot of the Romans did convert. It was a very, very high number.
Say that, but still not, say the majority? I don't think that's true.
It was an under history.
Pasuk Chet, Dalet. וצמחו בבין חציר כערבים על יבלי מים זה יאמר לאדוני אני וזה יקרא ושם יעקב. One person will say, I'm dedicated to Hashem. Those are the geirim that are complete tzaddikim. וזה יקרא ושם יעקב. Those are the ones who are not on such high level. They say, I want to join the Jewish people. It's not about their Ribbono Shel Olam. It's about being a Jew. It's about connecting to the Jewish people. So they're all apart. Vize yichtov yado l'Adonai uvshem Yisrael yechaneh. And then you'll have the Chozrim b'tshuva, that they'll write themselves off. Yichtov yado, he'll write in his own handwriting, Lashem, I am dedicated, I want to come back to Hashem. He writes a dedication, so to speak. He writes in his own handwriting. That's a person who says, I want to do tshuva. Yichtov yado Lashem, uveshem Yisrael yechane. Uveshem Yisrael yechane, and they will take on the name of Yisrael. And that's talking about the converts. It's talking about they take on the name Yisrael. And Hashem says this is a part of the process. You'll have the people who are tzaddikim, you'll have the people who do tshuva, you'll have the people who convert. All in all, this becomes the Jewish people that are a part of the redemption. Ko amar Adonai melech Yisrael ve'goalo Adonai tzevaot. So says Hashem, I am the king of Israel. People say, what nation are you? Who's your king? Hashem says, I'm their king. Ve'goalo, people say, who's going to redeem them? Says Hashem, I'm their redeemer. Ani rishon v'ani acharon. I was the first one. I was here before anything existed. And I'm going to be the last one. The world will wear away and I'll still be here, says Hashem. Umi baladai ein Elohim. And there is none but me. I am God. There's no force here other than me. I allow my children to be under the nations. And when I say it's over, it's going to be over. I am the one that controls the armies. Umichamoni yikra. Who can call like me? Ve'yagideha ve'yalcheha li. Who can tell me what's coming? Who can tell me where the world is headed? I can tell you where the world's headed, but who can tell me where the world's headed? Misumi amolam. I'm the one who created all the nations around the world. There's no one else here that's running the show but me, says Hashem. Ve'otiyot v'asher tavona yagidu lamo. And I do miracles and I tell you they're about to happen. That v'asher tavona, can anyone tell you what's about to happen? Yagidu lamo, let them tell you. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, they don't exist, because I'm the only one that exists. One of my kids comes home one day and says, Mashiach's coming. I said, good. So the kid says, no, Abba, it's real. I said, good. So the kid tells me, there's this autistic kid that says all kinds of things are happening. I said, okay. So he says, you don't believe it? I said, no. So he says, why don't you believe it, Abba? I said, why do you believe it? So he says, autistic people see things we don't see. I said, okay, did he give a date? So he said, yes. I said, fine. How much do you want to bet it's not going to happen by that date? He said, what do you want to bet? If you win, you'll win. If I win, I'll win. What do you want to bet? So he looks at me and says, why do you say that? I said, because I don't think it's true. Okay. So, obviously, the date came and passed, and Mashiach didn't come. I told him, I don't want to make money off him, but I said, hey, you really believe it? You're ready to put your money? I'm willing to put my money where my mouth is. You willing to put yours? Right. That's not fair. So then he comes home one day, and he says, No, this time it's real. Mashiach's coming. I said, okay, how do you know this time? So he brings me this newspaper that came out that shows there's this comet that's going to hit planet Earth and Mashiach's coming. So I said, okay, do they give a date? So he says, yeah. I said, okay, so this time I'm willing to bet you. So he signs up to this newsletter and he starts getting it in. And I said, you know, I really like this. I'm happy you signed up for this, because if they wouldn't give you a date, if they just say what most charlatans say, which is, it's very near, it's almost here, then I could never argue with them. But this, you'll see it's a lie. I didn't say you'll see it's a lie. I said, you'll see whether it's a lie, and you'll tell me. But I wouldn't give them money. I said, just don't give them donations. I said, there's, you want to sign up for the newsletter, fine. But let's let them prove themselves right once about anything they forecast, and then we'll have what to talk about. So he says to me, you'll see, Amba, you'll see. I said, okay, good. So he says, I see you don't believe me. I said, well, why should I? So he says, you think they would print out a newspaper if they weren't telling the truth? You think they'd go to all this trouble if they weren't telling the truth? I said, they gave a date. So we'll all be smarter when the date comes and we'll see. So the date came and passed and I didn't notice. And about a half a year ago, I go to him, I said, didn't their date pass? You know, I'm still getting this in our mailbox. Are you still signed up? I don't get it. The date passed. But this idea is what the Ribbono Shel Olam keeps reiterating in Yeshaya. U'michamoni yikra v'yagideh v'yalcheh ali. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, show me, can you tell me what's going to happen? Who can forecast? The otiyot, you want to tell me amazing things are going to happen? Then I want you to tell me what's going to happen. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, tell me, Asher Tavona, what's coming? If you're for real, you should be able to tell me.
You got to tell your kid one day, just so you don't become a total skeptic, you keep telling me this, one day you're going to be right.
Don't worry. It's, the nature of kids is if your dad is going to be very pro one thing, then you're going to be pro the other way. So if I keep questioning, he's going to say, no, it's real, it's real.
It's a fine line, but you know, see, I don't think about the fig tree, right? You know, keep planting, but you know, it's possible.
Say that.
You came to the other side, like
say that, but again, coming back to here, this is a recurring theme and it's an important point that you want to tell me. You want to tell me something's going to happen? Give me a date. Tell me what's going to happen. I want to see you right. So when he started arguing this with me, I said to him, you don't remember, but I remember. Not so long ago, there was a president called George Bush. And you know how many people said George is Gog? People were saying this. George is Gog Umagog. George is Gog. I said, George came, George went, and no Gog Umagog happened. People were saying he's going to attack Israel, and who knows what's going to happen, and World War III is going to happen. George is Gog. So George isn't Gog. But Gog and Magog are a father and a son. So I said, yeah, they're ignoring the details. Magog is the son. You know, if George Jr. is the say that.
People have predicted that Mashiach ends up going, no one's been right yet.
But so, okay.
So the odds are heavily in your favor.
The odds are in my favor because it's not real. Yeah. No one's saying it won't happen. What we're saying is you have to be real. And the Ribbono Shel Olam repeatedly challenges the charlatans. And every generation going back a few millennium has had its charlatans. And Yeshaya was also dealing with that.
Because they say it will as opposed to there's potential.
The Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm willing to here's the challenge. You forecast something.
Well, I don't think it's going to be. There's no predictions. I don't think Hashem gives like predictions like that.
Well, we have a 6,000-year thing somewhere.
Listen to the class online.